From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With fish consumption rising and wild fish populations falling, fish farming, or aquaculture, is spreading rapidly around the world. In 1985, aquaculture produced only 5% of the world's seafood. Today, about 30% of the fish people eat comes from farms. That's 30 million metric tons a year. But as fishing is becoming more like commercial farming, some people are wondering where the small family fisherman fits in, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Many fishermen in the United States have had a pretty rough go of it in recent years. Declining fish stocks and strict fishing limits have cost thousands of people in the fishing industry their jobs and left many others struggling to get by. At a pier in Seabrook, New Hampshire, some fishermen are using a dockside crane to lower supplies into their boat. 53-year-old Andy Lang says the government has so sharply restricted his fishing that he can barely pay his crew.
You have a hard time paying a crew or looking at a fellow and saying you worked your backside off for 3 days, 24 hours around the clock, 6 hours sleep. You know, here's a check for $300-$400 or something like that. And it's not fair. That's not even enough money to really to get you through the month. You have a house mortgage and cars and children going to school, and this is becoming a calamity.
But today, Lang and several other fishermen are meeting with an aquaculture specialist from the University of New Hampshire. They're planning how to refit their boats to start farming mussels on the days they're not allowed to fish. UNH's Roland Barnaby is working with a university research team that's been developing new methods for farming fish and shellfish. He says these present opportunities for fishermen if they can adapt. But he used to think most would be too set in their ways.
I used to think, well, it's going to be the young guys. And it wasn't the young guys that came along. It was the older fishermen. And I said, why? Then I got thinking about it. These guys have been flexible and they've always looked for opportunities. Or they wouldn't be here. If they just did one thing, they're gone. I was shocked at some of the fishermen that made inquiries, you know, guys that I thought were ready to retire.
Over the years, the fishermen here have learned to do things such as diving for sea urchins to make extra money. Now they're learning a new kind of deep water mussel farming. The fishermen are each being set up with a chain of long ropes that hang down in the water that they can seed with mussels. So they're figuring out what new gear they need to haul the ropes on board.
Put a small block of tackle on this arm here because that goes out.
Yeah, that's nice about this boat.
You know, you could put a stiff leg off this or have it.
The UNH scientists are optimistic that the fishermen here could make upwards of $50,000 a year each from mussel farming on top of whatever they can make fishing. History suggests it could work. An effort 10 years ago in Florida was able to retrain dozens of local fishermen to learn how to farm clams in tidal flats. Clam farms have since spread across the state. But some experts say that looking down the road 10 or 20 years, if aquaculture really takes off, many fishermen could be in trouble.
There's going to be a pretty harsh social transition, actually.
Roz Naylor is a Stanford University economist who studies both agriculture and aquaculture. Naylor says the industrialization of agriculture drove supply up and prices down, and that crushed most family farmers. So likewise, she says, if big fish farms start churning out lots of cheap codfish and halibut and tuna, that'll depress prices. She says already fish farming has pushed down the price of shrimp and salmon, and that's hurting salmon fishermen in Alaska.
So I think a lot of people will be sort of displaced, and this is an issue. I mean, we've seen it with agriculture. I think we're going to be going down that road with the fisheries, to be honest.
But back on the fishing boat in New Hampshire, UNH's Roland Barnaby remains optimistic. He says he's traveled the world in recent years, looking at other countries that are doing much more aquaculture than the U.S. is so far.
I went to Japan and to aquaculture meetings, and I kept trying to ask, how did the aquaculturist and the fishermen get along? You know, because I was looking for this, how they might conflict. And every time I tried to ask that question, I got a funny look. And after about 5 days, I realized there is no distinction. A fisherman is a fisherman is a fisherman, whether they're catching wild fish or whether they're growing them. There was nothing in their language that distinguished between an aquaculturist and a fisherman.
Barnaby says that's because many do both things, and he's hopeful that one day that'll be happening here, too. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
For more information on aquaculture, visit our website, npr.org.